Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's Jason Derulo at Cornwall's Pirate FM. This is Neil Safi. We want to hear from you on WhatsApp. You can send a message or a voice note. It's 01209 313 900.
Hold up.
What would you do?
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You win £1 million on a scratch card that you bought when your other half was with you, but then you split up. Do you share the money with them or not? Now, let's just add a little bit more on this, because this is a real story right now.
Yeah, actually, it's been across the Sun news pages the past couple of days. Real life situation where a couple, they'd only been dating for 3 months. However, in they went to their local shop and they purchased a scratch card. The scratch card went on to win them £1 million. A couple of weeks later, they split up. It turns out the scratch card was purchased by the woman. Therefore, she is the entitled owner to the £1 million and she is now refusing to give her ex a single penny.
Now, this is actually... So, lottery people have actually gone and interviewed them to actually try and work out, you know, the circumstances, and they've deemed that she has the right to claim the money. Now, his argument is that she wasn't going to buy the scratch card. Mm. He told her to buy one and wanted to give her the money to buy it, but she bought it in... her name, with her money. So there's a bit more to the story, but this is real. So you win £1 million on a scratch card that you bought when your other half was with you, but then you split up. Do you share the money with them? Because she's not.
She is not. She is digging her heels in. Be interested to know what she would do if she was on the other foot, though.
It's true.
In this situation, I don't want to sit on the fence, so I will give a definitive answer, but I do just want to say it is completely circumstantial, isn't it? So if I was to say an ex who perhaps is a long-term partner, without a shadow of a doubt, you just would. It's just fair. Like, if you've had that conversation, you're going to a shop together, like you say, you would expect the same in return. However, having dated somebody for 3 months, I'm going off of the scenario which is pictured in the Sun right now. They dated for 3 months, still only really getting to know one another. Who knows what the conversation was behind the scenes? Either way, the fact that she bought it, she is entitled to the winnings. It came off of her card. But out of common courtesy, yes, I would still give some money. I wouldn't give half of it. I just wouldn't, because who knows the reasons why they broke up. But I would still give a healthy sum of cash. Even 100 grand, 200 grand. I mean, that's a life changer for somebody, isn't it?
Okay, so that's what you would do. What I would do is... No, I'd keep all the money. Hold up. Because the whole point of this is... She bought the ticket with her money.
Yeah.
It's in her name. They are new... Then the rules. So, no.
But based on what he's saying, he's going on to say all sorts of things. Like, she wouldn't have bought it if he didn't suggest it and go to the shop. And there's even more to
but
say.
Did he really?
I mean, I don't know.
Did he really?
This is what I'm saying. This is circumstantial. So you wouldn't share. I could not know that I had gone to the shop with a partner. Because they would have been discussing, everyone does it. When you go to the shop and you buy yourself a scratch or a lottery ticket, you all do that discussion going, now, if we win, we're going to do it. Me and you have all the time. If you win the lottery, we'll share some money and vice versa.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
Yeah,
would
well, that's what goes to show. So I'll note that one down.
So it's a what would you do Wednesday? You win £1 million on a scratch card that you bought when your other half was with you, but then you split up. Do you share the money with them? Send us a WhatsApp message. Message or a voice note to 01209 313 900.
Today,
you can win 136,000.
Aircheckdownloads.com.